And good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here this 13th of July 2026 on 101.5 FM. And we're still getting over the Queensland loss in State of Origin Game 3 in Brisbane last Wednesday night. But move on. Sports headlines, the Herald Sun in Melbourne. It's all about cricket. With baseball dead, England has parted ways with their test coach, Brendan McCullum, ending a tumultuous time for the proud cricket nation. Daily Telegraph in Sydney, at the NRL PM joins Jai Arrow celebrations as tears flow for the retired NRL star. But more important than that, check out the 120-kilogram birthday cake for Jai Arrow. And the Courier-Mail in Brisbane, NRL. Headline, garbage. With the club seemingly in crisis, CEO Dave Donaghy slams suggestions Reece Walsh and Ezra Mann want out of the Broncos. Let's hope their performance can improve on Thursday night against top-of-the-table Panthers. We'll talk about that later. Rugby union. Well, the international test series didn't get any better for the Wallabies, with Game 2 played in Brisbane on Saturday night against France, and France ended up winning 42-26, scoring 30 second-half points in their first-ever win at Suncorp. The Wallabies led 21-12 at half-time, but Fraser McGrath and Tom Wright were the best for the Wallabies. Next, the Wallabies will take on Italy in Perth next Saturday in Game 3. It will be Joe Smith's last game as coach of the Wallabies before Les Kiss steps up to prepare the team for a Japan tour and matches against the Springboks, Argentina and the All Blacks. Good luck, Les. Local rugby union, Sunshine Coast. Caloundra defeated Brothers. Maroochydore defeated Caboolture 40-7 and Uni defeated Noosa 17-10. Caloundra, they'll take on Caboolture next Saturday at Caloundra, 3:15 p.m. Should be a great game. And in the women's A grade, Noosa lead the competition on 49 points from Nambour on 44. And just check out the Caboolture Rugby Union website. They've got their mid-season merch sale on now. Club hoodies look great and good value. Football, soccer, the round ball game. Well, the Men's World Cup, we're down to the business end of the competition. France will take on Spain tomorrow in their semi. And England, they'll take on Argentina on the 15th of July after England defeated Norway 2-1 in extra time. In the Australia Cup, Tuesday this week, Rochdale Rovers will take on SD Raiders at Underwood Park. Peninsula Power will take on Apia in Leichhardt in Sydney. And on Wednesday, the Marlin Coast Rangers will take on Brunswick in Cairns. So those matches all coming up tomorrow and Wednesday. In the Football Queensland Premier League Men's Division 1, the Sunshine Coast Wanderers 3rd, Caboolture Sports in 6th spot in the men. In the women, Caboolture Sports on top with 30 points, Northlake 2nd on 26. And great to see that those two local clubs doing so well in the Women's Football Queensland Premier League. That's the round ball game. In tennis, Wimbledon, well, it was an all-Czech women's singles final with Carolina Machova losing to 21-year-old Linda Noskova, 6-2, 5-7, 6-3. And at 21 years and 236 days, Noskova was the youngest Wimbledon champion since Petra Kvitova in 2011. In the men's singles, well, Italian Jannik Sinner claimed his second straight Wimbledon title, defeating German Alexander Zverev in four sets. It was Sinner's 10th straight victory over Zverev. Listeners, we'll go to a short break, and after the break, we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup. 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to a Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And just finishing on the tennis theme, unfortunately, Australian junior Cruz Hewitt, he lost the final of the boys' junior singles final to American Jordan Lee in three sets, 6-4, 4-6, 7-5. In cycling, Tour de France, it's up to stage 9 over the weekend, rest day tomorrow. Still plenty of cycling to be done. Motorsport, well, at Townsville 500 over the weekend, WA Brody Kostecki reminded everyone that he isn't out of the 2026 championships by a long way after claiming his sixth title of the season, defeating Matt Payne and Cam Waters. In netball, well, the Junior State Age Championships, they were held on the Gold Coast over the last couple of days, and well done to Caloundra, under 14 red team there, the championship series winners, and Nambour, they won the Division 4 under 14 girls. So well done, 252 teams in action there. In Premier League, in Round 7 yesterday, the Cougars defeated the Sunshine Coast Thunder, and Moreton City Pulse lost to the Tigers 51-49. Round 8 next Sunday, Moreton City will take on Sunshine Coast Thunder, 6-7. In rugby league, well, as we said, well done to New South Wales claiming the 2026 State of Origin series last Wednesday night in Brisbane, defeating Queensland 30-12. Nathan Cleary was outstanding player of the series, while Payne Haas, Hudson Young and Liam Martin couldn't be stopped by the Queensland pack. TV audience, just over 6 million viewers. Always next year. In the NRL, not a good weekend for the Dolphins. They were hammered by the Sharks at Redcliffe on Saturday, 66-0. Ouch. Christian Wolf, big week coming up. Yesterday, the Cowboys defeated Manly in Golden Point 19-18. Scott Drinkwater field goal in the 81st minute. And the Titans, they almost defeated the Storm in Melbourne, but a 79th minute try to Storm's Nick Meaney got the Storm home 22-18. And as we said, just as well the Broncos had the bye, they take on ladder leaders Penrith this Thursday in Sydney. In the local competition, men's A grade, round 13, Caloundra had a bye. Beerwe defeated Nambour, and Coolum defeated Kawana, and Noosa 30 defeated Stanley River 22. And yesterday, Caboolture, they lost to Maroochydore 26-22, 5-4 in that game. In the women's A grade, well, Caboolture, they defeated Maroochydore 68-6 with Leticia Huick kicking 10 goals. 8 out of 8, top of the ladder, Caboolture, and Coolum and Kawana on 32 points. The Queensland Cup, the Dolphins and the Falcons, they had byes. They play each other next Saturday at Redcliffe in the top of the table clash. Should be a fantastic match. In the AFL, well, the Lions hammered that last place Essendon yesterday at the Gabba, winning by just 90 points. Lockie Neal and Will Ashcroft, best for the Lions, fourth on the ladder, play the West Coast Eagles in Perth next Saturday. Different story for the Gold Coast Suns, who lost their seventh straight game, losing to Adelaide 128-49, with Adelaide's Taylor Walker kicking 5 goals. The Suns, they're now 14th. And in the local AFL, the QFA, Men's Division 1, they had a bye. Caloundra 2nd and Moreton Bay sitting 5th there. So listeners, that's a Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Good luck to the four semi-finalists in the Men's World Cup Soccer. Great to see England finally making it. Let's see if they can get to the next stage. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday. Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.